I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. A chopper goes down in Afghanistan. Dr. Sanjay Gupta answers vital questions about multivitamins and whether you should take them and the ridiculous. Let's get started. We begin with the breaking news. The deadliest single incident for Americans in Afghanistan since the summer of last year. A Black Hawk helicopter down. Six U.S. members of the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force are dead. It happened today in southern Afghanistan. Even though we don't yet have a full picture of what happened exactly, it's beginning to come into focus. Barbara Starr is working. Her sources at the Pentagon joins us now. What are you learning, Barbara?
Good evening, Anderson. At this hour, military investigators are urgently trying to figure out exactly what did happen here. The reports are that the helicopter, the Black Hawk, went down due to mechanical failure. But once it hit the ground, were any of those six military members still alive? They are looking at a report that the helicopter, once crashed, came under mortar fire from Taliban forces in the immediate vicinity. So what they need to determine now, did the six members die in the crash, or is it possible that they were alive when they hit the ground, that there was a mortar attack, and they perished in that? Investigators are talking to members of another helicopter that was flying in the immediate vicinity. They are trying to see what they can learn. We are told from the one survivor of the crash. For six U.S. military families, terrible news on this holiday season. But this has been a big issue up and down the Pentagon hallways all day, Anderson. Constant meetings about what did happen. And we know that Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is also looking for some answers.
And the Taliban is claiming responsibility for the attack?
They have claimed, interestingly enough, that they shot down a U.S. aircraft today. These are the kind of claims they often make, most of the time, obviously not true, propaganda. But this is also raising the question, clearly, was this claim that they shot it down related to the report that it came under a mortar attack?
And this comes, I mean, at a backdrop of Afghan President Hamid Karzai refusing to sign an agreement with the White House over long-term troops in Afghanistan.
That's right. There are now 42,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. They want to get this agreement for a number of troops, probably about 10,000, to remain after the end of 2014. The job of the U.S. troops will be to help train and assist Afghan forces and do the very dangerous work of continuing to go after terrorist targets in Afghanistan. He hasn't signed the agreement, and the U.S. is getting increasingly frustrated with him, given especially the price that U.S. troops are paying.
Yeah. All right, Barbara, appreciate the update. Thank you.